Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Diane, D-I-A-N-E, Centeno, C-E-N-T-E-N-O. Diane Centeno is a 57-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 12-19-22. Apparently she tripped over a metal cart and fell backwards onto a metal object with her tailbone. Apparently she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Subsequent evaluation led to what she understands to be final diagnosis of a tailbone broken in three places. Apparently this was treated conservatively. Apparently she is no longer receiving any active treatment. Apparently, paragraph, as per a claim petition, she alleges a trip and fall on 12-19-22, resulting in injuries to the low back, buttocks, coccyx, and sacrum. Her treatment records show she was seen at Concentra on 12-23-22, stating she fell and hurt her tailbone. Period. She stepped backwards and tripped over the metal cart that was behind her. Period. She fell onto her buttocks onto the cart. Period. She had not had x-rays yet, but did use ice and tramadol and Tylenol at home. Period. She was evaluated and underwent x-rays that showed minimally displaced and comminuted proximal coccygeal body fracture. Period. She was then referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. In the paragraph, she saw Dr. Shah on 1-6-23. Who noted her mechanism of injury and course of treatment to date. Period. History was also remarkable for fibromyalgia, hypertension, shortness of breath, migraine headaches, nervous condition, and sleep apnea with no CPAP. Period. She had undergone laparoscopic cholecystectomy, partial hysterectomy, and loop and tubal ligation. Period. After his evaluation, Dr. Shah diagnosed contusion and pain of the coccyx. Period. Neurologic exam appeared to be well preserved. Period. He did believe further workup with x-rays and MRIs indicated. Period. She had repeat x-rays on 1-13-23 of the sacrum and coccyx that showed no fracture. Period. Repeat x-rays of the pelvis on 1-13-23 showed degenerative changes but no evidence of fracture. Period. An MRI of the pelvis was done on 1-13-23 to be inserted as marked. Period. She followed up with Dr. Shah through 4-14-23 when he diagnosed fracture of the coccyx and degenerative changes of the lumbar spine at L4-5 and L5-S1. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower, inspection revealed large bunions bilaterally, but no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Period. Motion of the hips was full, but internal and external rotation elicited low back and hip tenderness bilaterally without crepitus. Period. Motion of the knees and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Hips and pelvis, normal. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. She was able to walk on her heels and toes slowly, secondary to a right knee issue. Period. There was mild tenderness palpation about the coccyx in the midline, as well as the sciatic notches and greater trochanters bilaterally. Period. And then normal through. She changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 25 degrees and rise. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 75 degrees and left at 70 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without any radicular complaints. period impressions on 12/19/22, Diane Santino fell backwards into a metal court, striking her tailbone area. Period she was seen at Concentra on 12/23/22 when x-rays were done. Period she was initiated on conservative care. Period serial x-rays were performed. Period she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Shaw, who had her undergo updated x-rays and an MRI. Period these apparently showed some degenerative changes and possibly a fracture. Period she does have a history of multiple other personal medical problems, including gout, comma, fibromyalgia, for which she was on pain management with medications before the subject event, comma, carpal tunnel syndrome, comma, disc bulges, comma, torn meniscus, comma, period. The torn meniscus was sustained in a work injury in 2019, for which she underwent bilateral knee surgeries. Period. She also had bulging discs after a motor vehicle collision in 2005, treated without surgical intervention. Period. And underline this, I searched her questionnaire and the records, I don't see any mention of a subsequent injury to her knee. Period. The current examination found she did not have antalgia. Period. She walked on her heels and toes slowly, secondary to right knee complaints. Period. She had full range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine, where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. She did have tenderness over the coccygeal area, but not at the sciatic notches, buttocks, or sacrum. Period. New paragraph. There is 2.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. This is for the orthopedic residuals of a coccygeal fracture treated conservatively. Period. End.